Really big show, the Comixology podcast. We have a special guest, but I'll get to him in a hot minute.
Hello.
Tony Ice.
Is this thing on?
You're wearing a what appears to be a 20-pound wool sweater.
I'm wearing a... I just killed an alpaca. I skinned it. I threw it on my back.
Congratulations.
It's a little chilly
another,
out. It's
another little notch on your out. Belt.
I am clearly a little warm right now in this room.
We have a... big guest.
Super special guest. We've been looking forward to having this guy on the show for quite some time.
You know, he hosted an entire episode. He's
by
a
himself?
Big shot. He interviewed Darwin Cook.
Really?
Way back when.
I did do that.
One building ago. Eric Rosenfield, the Barbara Walters of Comixology. Welcome back.
I like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Barbara Wawa.
It's nice. Been a long time.
Eric Rosenfield.
But he's right back in his groove. It's
he's
like he never left.
Shtick. I don't know what's
it's
happening.
It's like he never left. It's fantastic.
So the Comixology podcast is where we talk about digital books you should be reading, whether they be new or not. And then we'll go over your tweets of doom to close out the show.
Should we also mention that we are going to start selling podcast machines?
We don't want to break news.
We're going to create a podcasting machine for Fazal.
Fazal, our product guy. What is Fazal's official? Product tech,
no,
web
he's a
thing?
Tech,
project?
Tech guru.
He's tech manager.
Tech guru
tech
of the company. And he said, I don't have a podcasting machine.
It was
That's
a horrifying
quote
that
was
he said
actual
in front
quote.
Of
a machine?
Yes.
Does it consume podcasts or create podcasts?
Nobody knows.
It spits them out like ticker tape, apparently.
So the tweet question was, what comic character is ideal for Halloweening?
Costume of Doom.
Costume of Doom, hashtag costume
Did you
of
respond
Doom.
To the tweet? Do you follow
Comixology You're on Twitter. You're a big tweeter.
Yeah, I tweet a lot, but yeah. I did not respond. I think the best one is the least amount of clothing. So I go
oh,
for
hell,
Namor, Namor the Submariner.
Earmuffs, my God.
Mariner, the, Namor the Submariner.
I need an eye mask right now.
The least dressed character in all of comics.
We need to move on. This is a terrible segment.
We're off the rails.
Let me start. I'm going to blow
Two
your mind right
in.
Now.
Please. I've been waiting for this. Please go.
I am
Give
going
it to, me.
To astonish you.
Sock
Comixology
to me.
Submit. You heard of this? People can submit their own
I love,
books.
I love
I had,
it.
I had
I
something
it.
To do with that.
You had a hand in that?
Yeah.
Doc Unknown.
I love that title.
Oh, yeah. That's a good book.
That is
My
a really good book.
Heavens. Yeah. Why hasn't anybody told me about this book?
That's how I felt about Tiger Lawyer.
Yeah.
Tiger Lawyer is good, too.
I'm like, how
Tiger
did
Lawyer
I not know
lot
of this?
Fun.
But please.
Let me give you a little synopsis of the characters you love that are combined into this book. The Shadow. Indiana Jones. Batman the Animated Series. Hellboy. All mixed into one four-issue miniseries.
Totally agree. That is
Thank
a,
you.
That is a... Yeah, that's like spot on right there.
Four-issue miniseries... this character, Warren, you know, he runs around in some kind of leisure suit. He's got a gun pocket that he just drapes over his slacks. This is the olden days, you know, Nazis, airplanes.
It's very pulpy.
Very pulpy. Pulp action.
Pop my peas.
I think it's 99 cents an issue. Cliffhanger endings, a lot of fun. It reminded me of Frank Barbieri's Five Ghosts. In that vein.
I've heard of him.
I've heard of him as well. He's going to be a star.
That guy's a celebrity on the rise.
He's a big shot.
He
is a big shot.
Doc Unknown, if you liked Indiana Jones or any of the things I mentioned, you need
Hellboy.
To buy it immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Totally. I totally agree. That is a really
good
recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Thanks.
I really like that
Appreciate
series.
That.
Yeah. Awesome.
Barbara Walters.
Yes.
Eric Rosenfield. You're on the Twitter. What's your Twitter name?
At Eric Rosenfield.
You know, you used to have a picture of yourself where you had like long, luscious hair. What happened to that hair? I think your Tumblr,
it went into,
I think your Tumblr
it went into,
account still has it.
It went into Tony's sweaters.
Nice.
Amazing. Oh, what did you read this week?
I read lots of good books.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk for a second about a book that came out last week. That is an unusual book for Comixology. It's something called Wonder Book. It's written by Jeff Vandermeer, and it's not a comic book.
What? Get
Whoa.
Out.
We have things on our app that are not exactly comic books. It is an illustrated guide to creating imaginative fiction. So it is heavily illustrated writing guide that has all these little these weird little characters that go through it, and like there's a story lizard, and then the story lizard takes on different shapes based on what's going on in the writing guide, and it has backup material written by George R. R. Martin and Lev Grossman and a number of really high-profile writers of science fiction and fantasy, and it's a really good book. I mean, Jeff Vandermeer, who wrote it, is a really good writer, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's just it's one of the best writing books I think I've ever read.
Wow.
And I've read quite a lot, actually.
You're big into the actual book.
Yeah, I like
format.
Books. It's. I know I'm old fashioned like
you
that.
You are. Yeah. Yeah. I see you rode a horse to work.
That's right.
I didn't even know that was still
legal. That's true. You can see I got like stirrups. I'm having to quiet them for the podcast.
And then I made a sweater out of that horse.
Not stirrups. I said stirrups. I meant what are those things on the back of the
spurs?
Boots?
Spurs.
That's
yes.
It. That jangle. Spurs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't wear stirrups.
That's okay. You can
inside.
If you want.
That would be weird.
No, I mean, if you're giving
Halloween.
Birth,
it's Halloween. It's right around the corner.
I'm
yeah.
Giving birth.
So that was therefore.
Here's the thing.
In my Namor outfit.
In my Namor outfit, exactly. I got my feet up in stirrups. You're winning the Halloween contest that we're having. He's already won.
Namor giving birth.
He's already won.
Well, I will check that book out. I actually saw there was a YouTube video review of that book. Someone reviewed the Comixology version of it. It was pretty cool.
Yes, Charles Tan, who runs a blog called SF Signal about science fiction and fantasy.
And he's from the Philippines, right?
Yes, he's from the Philippines, in the Philippines. He edits a Filipino science fiction anthology.
Mm.
So it was very interesting. I think it's also good because this is a way he couldn't have gotten that book as a print book because it isn't published in the Philippines,
right.
But he can get it on Comixology.
Huh. Shipping charges would have been nutty.
Right.
God.
So, I mean, it's one of the great things about Comixology is that a lot of stuff that isn't available in other parts of the world.
How long does it take to
available.
Ship to the Philippines? A decade?
I think, yeah. They At least. It does take a while.
Yeah. It's like a year on the water.
Tony Ice. Tony Dulcet. Tony Adonis. Just you have many nicknames.
The Sweater Man.
The Sweater.com Man. What did you read?
As usual, actually, I read a lot this week. I usually try to preface by saying that. I read Justice League 24, which is a focus on Ultraman. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Uncanny Avengers 13, Velvet number 1, really good. I know, Eric, you read that.
That's
I really, really like that. You should check that out. Did you read that?
Velvet
you
number 1? Yeah. I did. I love Brubes.
I really like it.
The Brubaker.
Samurai Jack number 1.
Oh, my gosh.
New on the...
I forgot about that.
Yeah. We just got that.
Amazing.
It was good. It was just like watching the TV show.
That's our
I
dear
really
friend Jim Zubkovich.
Yeah, it was great.
He's a hoot.
That's a great name, Zubkovich.
I like saying it.
Pretty Deadly number 1.
Yeah, that is good.
It's like that might be everyone's book of the week, I think.
Mm-hmm. It looks gorgeous.
I liked it. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Kelly Sue. I think everyone is like in love with that book this week.
And in love with Kelly Sue.
Yeah, well, Shane, my God.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Shane, our Tumblr scientist.
It's a little scary.
But
in a good way.
She's all for Fraction.
She is. She is with Matt Fraction, writer of Hawkeye.
I read Rat Queens number 2.
Mm.
Did you read that? Did you read Rat Queens at all?
I did
it's
not
good.
Read Rat Queens.
Check it out. It's
check
a good
that
book.
Out.
I love Rat Queens.
Yeah. Wolverine and the X-Men number 37. More Battle of the Atom.
Mm-hmm.
And Sex Criminals number 2. Should we talk about that briefly?
The aforementioned Matt Fraction.
Yeah. Sex Criminals number 2. I really love number 1. I mean, I love this series. It's just kind of cool and quirky. And number 2, it gives you a little bit more of the background of the male lead character, which is cool. It's a lot of words I can't say. But it's a really cool issue. And you see that they're not the only people with the time stop powers.
Really?
And there are people who are coming after them.
Yeah, they're creepy people.
Right. And it kind of ends and you're like, you know, wow. And so I like that.
The last issue started with, do you want to tell
well,
say what the story is
you
about?
You know, the weird thing, I don't know how much we can actually say without you having
say
to
that
edit
when,
out.
When
you're going to bleep.
Sex Criminals is about two people when they make whoopee or even by themselves.
that's what we did. I think we did that last time.
When
we
they whoop eyes,
yeah.
Time stops.
Yes.
And they can do things while time is frozen.
And,
so when they bleep and bleep.
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
When they blink and blank, there's a time stop.
And the first issue was all about the girl and her experience. Right. The second issue is about the guy.
And his experience and his learning experience, how to use the power.
Different from the girl's in interesting ways.
Very different.
He has a different name.
Yes.
For the time stop.
That we can't say.
Bleep World.
I have to read this. I haven't read it yet. It's on my iPad.
The one thing that I like, the couple, because they're pretty much a couple now.
Right.
They really... I mean, the time stop power has kind of brought them together, but they really like each other, and I like that.
That's great.
And then they go off on this Bonnie and Clyde type of mission.
Thelma and Louise.
And it's really cool. I would definitely recommend for all the adults who listen to the podcast to check it out.
17 and over.
Well, when I heard the description of the book that it was the people make Whoopi and then they go and rob banks, I was like, oh... The time stopping thing was so interesting, but then the bank robbing thing seems really boring. But they've gotten around that by making the stuff around, like the bank robbing is almost incidental.
Exactly.
And
it's background story.
The time stop and the creepy people who are chasing them. Mm-hmm. And that stuff's all really interesting. So I thought that was all really handled very well.
No, definitely. You definitely, it's only two issues in, so it's enough time to get caught up on it. Don't wait for the trade. Go check it out. Mm. It's good. It's good stuff.
And it's the guy who did Hawkeye.
Yeah. What more can you ask for?
That's it right there.
Eric, what else have you read?
This week? Well, so speaking of Fraction, actually, the new FF came out, though he sort of handed off, he did the story and he's handed off the writing to Michael Allred's, somebody who's related to Malcolm Allred, Allred, I'm not sure.
What's the storyline of FF right now?
So it's actually really great. When Fraction took over FF and Fantastic Four, he had this whole storyline where the Fantastic Four go off exploring alternate universes and time streams to try and find out why they're dying. And then they give over the reins of the Fantastic Four to these other characters, Ant-Man, She-Hulk, She-Thing, and Medusa. And so their adventures have been in FF, and the Fantastic Four's adventures have been in Fantastic Four. And the FF comics that all drawn by Michael Allred, which was really great, they've been just really wacky and fun. And I really like that. It's a big change from when Hickman was doing FF, and it was very serious. Which was good too, but this is like a sort of breath of fresh air because it's really fun and wacky. Impossible Man shows up, and his child becomes part of the Future Foundation, and it's very funny.
I think the both are ending, right? Or the next issue, or two issues later?
Yeah, soon. You know, Fraction had to come off of it because he had too many other obligations, and then they're winding down his storyline, and then I don't know what's going to happen if they're going to keep FF going.
It's ending.
The whole series is ending?
Yeah, both will end. They haven't announced
what's happening. Well, Fantastic Four can't end. Or are they going to relaunch?
They might do like the all-new Fantastic Four.
Right,
yeah.
Something like that. You can't end the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, they're not going to...
People will be upset.
You can't. You cannot.
It's only the you know, flagship Marvel book.
Like a cornerstone.
You consider the Marvel Universe. Flagship or Fantastic Four?
Well, yeah. I mean, when Fantastic Four was introduced in the 60s, that began the Marvel age of comics.
You don't have to get upset.
Stan Lee, come on.
I'm
going to start
so
punching
angry.
Right now. Yeah.
My heavens.
Hulk smash.
It's clobbering time. No, it's clobbering time.
It is not clobbering time. Tony, do you have...
I got the wrong book.
Do you have another book you wanted to talk about before we get into the tweets
really
of Doom?
Really quickly, I read... two things. I read Justice League 24, which is focusing on Ultraman from Forever Evil, and I would definitely recommend everyone to just give it a read. It was really good. It just shows, just a brief synopsis, it shows just the parallel between Ultraman and Superman, but just how different they are, just how different Krypton was. You know, he murdered the Kents when he crashed on their...
Ultraman is an alternate universe version of Superman.
Exactly. So when he lands on Earth and the Kents, and they're like drug addicts, and the Pa Kent is a wife beater. He enslaves them, basically. He makes them their slaves, his slave, even though they're his parents, and then he kills them both.
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, he's chewing on kryptonite. You know, he's pretty much addicted to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's addicted to kryptonite. Yeah. It gets a little crazy. And I really like the ending. He goes to the Daily Planet. So he clearly he has some mental issues.
Are you spoilering now?
I'm not. I'm not going to do it, but I would love to. He goes to the Daily Planet just to kind of see just how different this Earth is that he's on from his own planet. And he confronts Jimmy Olsen, Lois Lane, and you can see it's about to get really bad for them. And Jimmy Olsen has his Superman watch on, and it's ringing. And he's like, you know, what is that sound? What's happening? And just to back up, if anyone's been reading this, have you been reading this at all? So Cyborg pretty much ripped out the human part of him, so he's all computer now.
Whoa.
And Cyborg has been telling Ultraman, you know, there's something happening overseas that you need to focus on. He's like, I'll get to it when I get to it. And it just so happens that the pinging on Jimmy Olsen's watch, which is the Superman signal watch, is activated because he's beating up Jimmy Olsen. And someone kind of comes in to save the day, and you're like, I did not see that coming. And it's a really good issue. Check it out.
I don't care how many times I say, but that Ivan Reyes,
yeah,
I mean, that, superstar. His art is amazing.
That art was, it's dead on. I mean, it's really, really good.
It reminds me of like a modernized
George Perez.
George Perez mixed in with Neil Adams.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tweets of Doom. You know, we put it out there. What costume would work for our Halloween if it was based on a comic book character? You know, what character is best for Halloween?
Namor.
Namor with stirrups,
my God.
As said by Eric Rosenfield. You can talk to him on Twitter about that. I
think everyone
at Eric Rosenfield, share your fandom of Namor and his lack of clothing.
My God.
Let's see. I am Thezaga. Throw on a suit and go as Bruce Wayne.
Oh.
That's a pretty easy one.
But that's too easy.
If you have a suit.
That's the...
Why do I have a suit?
That's lazy Lex Luthor at Comic-Con.
No, lazy Spider-Man is when you wear half the costume, put on a backpack.
Love it. Love it.
Let's see. Be Bad 777, Brother Voodoo, hands down.
Interesting.
Oh. Mm.
Interesting.
W. Bandoy, Zombie Jean Grey. That way you can be Jean Grey's anatomy.
Hello.
Get it? Jean Grey's anatomy, Eric. He does not look happy about that tweet. He just groaned at me direction.
He's like, no.
Let's see. Gigatoridor Namor. No, wait. I mean Zombie Deadpool's head.
Namor? Did he say Namor?
I'm not sure if he said Namor or Namor.
Oh.
I can't really tell over the text of this tweet. Dale _ A, dear friend of the show. Mason Savoy. For Halloween and or every day, ween, hashtag class. You reading Chew, Eric?
Chew? I haven't read Chew in a while, actually.
Mm.
Great series, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Someone said Rorschach.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, you
right
saw
there.
Those people at Comic-Con with the Rorschach masks that actually...
That move?
Yeah,
it's
the stuff actually
that's
moves
awesome
on there.
I don't know how they breathe under that thing.
Yeah.
Do they breathe? Are they living people? Tony says no. Tony has said that they're dead. Let's see. Watson Spade, Death of the Family Joker.
Interesting.
That's the one with the face stapled to his face?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
It's creepy.
That would be frightening to me. Let's see. Larry _ Mokey, Mokel, Mockle, Harley Quinn. And he said it as a hashtag.
I think Harley Quinn will probably be a lot of, if you go to like a Halloween party, you'll probably see a lot of Harley Quinns.
Yeah, but I like classic Harley Quinn. Mm-hmm. Not the new 52.
The Timverse?
The Timverse, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Timm. I liked Bruce Timm a lot.
He's a great guy. He's still alive.
Yes.
I mean, you said it like he's dead.
What about that Captain America trailer that released today?
Oh, I saw that.
My God.
Ooh. That looks exciting.
I watched it twice.
I watched
what?
It four times.
My God.
How about his new costume?
Oof.
Yeah, it looks better.
It looks phenomenal.
And he has like the logo, so he had like the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Steve Rogers logo on the costume.
Oh, yeah, when he was like top cop of the world or whatever that costume was.
Yeah. I like that.
That movie is looking fantastic.
Yeah, but your boy, you're probably even more excited because your boy Samuel Jackson is in it.
He's wearing. Did you notice his costume looked a little
well? He's
different.
A few pounds.
A little.
They're probably trying to slam.
So you're saying
it.
He's Morpheus? he's Morpheus.
I'm not sure if he's.
My God,
Morpheus
did you see
level,
the weight gain Fishburne? Of Lawrence Fishburne from the first Matrix to the third one? He couldn't even do Kung Fu anymore.
remember that scene of him running at the
Kung Fu Panda?
Remember when he was running? It looked like his shirt was going to explode at that one scene.
I thought he was going to have a heart attack. He was running for a sandwich.
He got a lot of money from that first Matrix movie. It was just like,
he doesn't need to do anything.
My God.
What a show. One of the best ones with Eric we've ever had.
Oh,
I think.
Eric, thank you for...
You're welcome.
Eric Rosenfield.
Just give me the visual of you in the Namor costume.
That serves.
ended on that note right there.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having
me. I'll see you around.
Yes.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Story? All be edited out by
no, he's not like